Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. It's Thursday afternoon. We're breezing into the weekend, breezing into Friday, right? I think so, right? I think you're ready for the weekend. Okay, let me talk about a few things, and we'll get into some callers and some other stuff in a couple of minutes. I wanted to set the show up. First of all, I wanted to mention one thing. I usually pick a topic, and if I don't directly say it's about readings, about past lives, or you know, what spirit has to say in your lives, I'm always open to that. So that's a given. That's always a given. So I'm willing to help you get answers from spirit. Now, I prefer past lives, and I prefer to talking to dead people. Really, seriously, I that would be my preference. But see what they have to say for you about whatever topic that you're concerned with. But the topic for today was really important to me because of, well, everything that's kind of transpired in my life in the last 20 years and the messages that I've received from spirit about how to help people. And it's all about love, not romantic energy, the divine energy of love. God is love, okay? Let's just put it that way. The nature and the energy of the universe is love. And so it's instilling love. So I've been thinking about this. Now, I read a book recently by Dr. Bruce Lipton, biologist, PhD. And in the book, he talked about something that I'm really familiar with, but I had kind of not put much emphasis on lately. And I studied this in school when I studied hypnotherapy, 20 years ago. My goodness, it's been 20 years since I went to school on that. It seems like yesterday. It seems like we just going to go into a class tonight. Okay, so this weekend. Time goes by quickly when you're having fun. But in the class and other reading that I've done over time, we have the conscious and the subconscious mind. Now, they spoke about it a little differently, but it basically Dr. Lipton was talking about this too, that we have the conscious mind, which functions on a day-to-day basis. Some people call it part of our ego. It's where we think, what we react to, what we do and what we don't do. And then we have the subconscious. And the subconscious kind of puts into our lives everything that we've learned before we're at. And the subconscious controls our body functions and our, you know, all that sort of thing. But Dr. Lipton made a really interesting point, which I agree with, which I understand. Now, I'm going to kind of end up the discussion about Dr. Lipton, and I'm not trying to recommend particularly that you read his material. Point was that, and I know this, that other psychologists have said this, that by the time you're about 9 years old, 10 years old, you're pretty much who you're going to be. And how that is so is because when you're young, you're very susceptible to the information. You haven't developed a filter system. You're still functioning in brainwave patterns from those lower brainwaves. You're not in the beta state. You're not even really into an alpha state. You're primarily functioning in the theta, somewhat delta, and as you get a little bit older, you move into the theta state, into the lower alpha state. And when you're doing hypnosis or you're in meditation, you're in that lower alpha state. And then that is where you're susceptible to suggestions to change. But as a child, and I know I'm going to do too deeply into this, but this really gets back to where I want to work with people on, is that you pick up the programs that you're going to live with the rest of your life, okay? Unless you can change them, unless you can go back in at some point in time and say, yeah, I'm worthy of everything I can get. So I'm going to read something, and I know I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute, but I really wanted to do this and discuss this today because it's really important for me, and it's really moving forward in my life, what I want to do with people more so than just talking to dead people, which I love to do. Okay, so let me read this. This is right up I'm working, and I'm not finished with it yet, but this is my promotional piece. Over the last number of years, I've studied or used various modalities for either physical or emotional healing. Many times the results have been mixed, leaving a client with at best a short-term healing. This led me to believe that healing was dependent upon the attitude and the emotions of the client. Call this the placebo effect. I received a message many years ago, heal the planet with love. I believe that mission is to help people to love life, love themselves, and all the planet, which will give people the impetus to long-term healing. How this fits into a modality is by using techniques as a hypnotherapist, but during meditation to go to the subconscious source to identify fears, limiting beliefs, and childhood programs that limit us from achieving the love of life you deserve. That could be early childhood or even a past life. Starting at an early age, we are being programmed by the environment around us with fears and thought patterns that restrict our love and achievements. We become gripped in old programs, and each time we desire to change, to achieve new dreams, those old negative programs hold us back. Conscious feeds back those negative programs. You are not worthy. You come from the wrong economic status. You never will make money at that. And many more negative programs we maintain in our subconscious mind. That negative feedback only compounds your lack of self-love. To the subconscious source and then rewrite over the programs with new beliefs that can promote a love of self, love of life, self, and planet, which will unshackle you from the limitations of past with the power of unconditional love. So basically what I'm describing here, and this is just a rough draft, but I thought I'd throw it out there anyway. Basically what I'm saying to people is let's do the process. Let's do the sessions. Let's go into the subconscious. Let's identify those programs, those beliefs, those attitudes that have been programmed into you that keep you from loving yourself, loving your environment, loving the planet, and have stifled you from being the person that you really want to be. And let's just, okay, write over them with new programs, new thoughts that are love-based. You know, programs such as, I am worthy of anything I ever want in my life. Now, this is done at the subconscious level and not the conscious level, because the conscious level, when you say those things at the conscious level, your subconscious is going to feed back to you, nope, that's not your belief. Nope, not true. And you'll get that kind of icky feeling like, yeah, I want to do this. But then your subconscious is kicking back the programs to you that you've been ingrained in you over years and years of tamping down those old programs. So that's what I'm all about. That's what sessions are about. And they're about an hour long per session or less. But it really is about getting to those old programs, those old attitudes, those old beliefs, and changing them so that you can create. And you can be, and it's love-based. We're putting love-based new ideas in, new mantras, new whatever you call them, into yourself to grow you as a person. And I've done it before in people. I've called it beliefs and changing beliefs, and I have a whole process of doing that. So that's my little spiel, but that's what I'm working on. That's where I'm going, and I think I can be of most benefit to people in helping them to rewrite the old programs that they've been carrying around with them for years and putting in new programs that they come up with that are love-based. Based on appreciation, based on kindness, based on generosity, based on self-worth, all that sort of thing. And those are all love-based. You know, self-worth is really important. Based on sense of security. Okay, so on and on and on. So that's what it's all about. That's what I'm talking about. And I'm going to present that, yeah, marketing-wise in the near future, because I think it's really important to go that direction. Okay, so. So much of that, but that's where I'm working on, and that's what I'm offering to people to go that direction. Okay, so I'll take a caller. I have some really cool articles I want to cover with you, and we'll talk about some things. And you know, and part of that is the regression work, and I didn't mention that too much in the write-up, but part of that's regression work, and it's going back in time to where it all started. Regressing back, it could be this lifetime, it could be another lifetime. Okay, so let me jump into calls and people, and why, you know, let's go from there. And if you have any calls, and if you want any information from Spirit on your particular topic, cool. And let me try to incorporate some of these principles of love in any call that I take. Hello.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
You have an interesting topic today, so thanks for choosing. My question was, I'm planning a surgery in December in another country. So wanted to ask, do you see that surgery, do you see the trip being successful?
Okay, hinged on you. And what I
Sorry,
mean by
hinges
that,
on me.
Hinged on you, basically, and I'm going back to what I said earlier, it, you know, a lot of healing depends on your attitude and your belief in the operation being successful. If you go in with if you go into a situation fear-based and you're afraid of the operation and you're afraid that the outcome won't be positive, that retards healing. But if you go in with this really positive attitude, I trust these doctors, I know these doctors, I know of these doctors, I really have full faith in their ability to help me with my situation, you'll heal quickly. Okay? And that's been
right.
proven scientifically. That's been proven scientifically. It's not just metaphysical or spiritual. It's you have to have faith in those doctors that they know what they're doing, and faith that you can heal. And yes, if you have faith, absolutely.
Yeah.
Why not?
Thank you.
Why not? Don't doubt it.
Yeah, sure.
Is it a mandatory operation or is it a selective surgery?
It is a selective, not a mandatory.
Okay. Then you really have to have faith in the doctors that they're going to do a great job.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
You
and
trust them?
I do trust them. I did a surgery with the same doctor last summer, and that was successful. So I wanted to check how this would be. It's all about trust.
Yeah, the answer for you really is, why would it be any different?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
so that's a fear. That's the reason you're even asking questions, is there's a fear here that you really need to release.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You don't need to carry that fear around because you trust the doctor. You know it's been successful and it will be successful again. And you have to go in with that attitude of, yeah, this is a cakewalk. This is easy. It's going to be done right.
Yeah, yeah.
So prime yourself and believe that.
Yeah, sure, I will. The other thing I wanted to ask is, I saw the lady this Monday, who I think will be my miss forever. So did you see that meeting going well? Do you think that went very well?
The word I get is promising, like it's promising, like not a promise, but it's promising, or it's moving in the right direction. It has right. It yeah. has a positive direction to it. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care.
And you. Thank you. I'll listen to the show. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
That's a really good thing. You know, that amplified what I was talking about earlier. If you missed the first part of the show, I talked about this process or modality that I'm working on, which is kind of a carryover from an old modality as a hypnotherapist, but I do it in meditation, where it's about helping you to reprogram yourself to achieve what you ever want in your life, really. You know, we always talk about achieving greatness and the law of attraction. But what I found, and this kind of go back over the same thing, and I hopefully you will not be like, what's he talking about this about all? Because I have found in the law of attraction and attracting things in their lives, and everybody talks about the Abraham material, Dr. Dyer talked about this, everybody talks about there's resistance to getting what you want. We put up resistance. And resistance is that old programming that we developed along the line, primarily as a child or a young adult, And now it's being amplified, and you keep bringing it up. And every time you want to think about, oh, I'm going to achieve this, and I'm going to find my mate and my partner in life, or I'm going to make $1 million, that old programming says, no, no, you're not. You're not worthy. You're not going to get it. And we hold ourselves back because that subconscious programming, you can't deal with at a conscious level. You have to deal at a subconscious level, and that's what I'm proposing to offer people. Because when I read that book for Dr. Lipton, he talked about all this stuff and programming children, changing, and then he never got to, okay, how do we do it? How do we change? How do we change that programming? If you're not 12 years old or 11 years old and you're now 50 or 60 or 30, how do you change the programming? And that's what I'm saying. We can do that. And he never offered that. Well, he offered a modality at the very end of the book to go to this other, you know, site. And I read some reviews of the other modality. It's called Psych-K. And I would be careful with it from all the reviews of people who've done it. So, you know, so if you heard the word Psych-K, do some research before you jump into a workshop that costs you $300 or more in a weekend someplace. Okay, so that's my opinion. And my sessions are much cheaper. Yeah, or any good hypnotherapist that believes in going back to the source of your problem and dealing with it there is worth the effort. And I do it through meditation. Hypnosis and meditation are so close that you don't have to scare somebody with, we're going to hypnotize you and you're going to bark like a dog. Nah, it's not a big deal, really. You hypnotize yourself all the time. You ever drive on a road and you turn your driving over to the subconscious mind and you're sitting there daydreaming about your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, or the way you're going to have for dinner, and you realize, oh, wow, I just woke up. You were hypnotized. Okay, so let me take another call. And I still have some articles that I want to talk about. I think it's kind of interesting. One about depression and one way of kind of alleviating depression. And our society is getting away from this source of way of doing it. Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Hello? Hi, this is George. And whom am I speaking to? Are you there? Hello? I lost you. Are you there? What happened? No, no, you're supposed to be there. Do I have to put you back on hold? Or are you going to talk? Or we have a bad connection? Let me put you back on hold. Let me try again. Okay, let's try again. Let's start over. You went away. Okay, so call back in if you want to talk. That was just a bad connection, I guess. I don't know. So how is everyone else today? Any questions in the chat room from anyone? Okay. I say I have friends in the chat room, which are always cool. At least one. Sometimes I have more. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, even though I'm talking about this topic of love being the energy that can heal, and when you use and when you get into that state or that energy of love, let me emphasize that a little bit more because I didn't talk about that earlier, but this is really important because I really believe that the divine energy is love. That when speakers and teachers talk about connecting to what you want in life, the vibration that you want to use to get there is that love vibration. It could be romantic. If you're deeply in love with somebody or have that love connection and you're really in love and that's a permeating energy in your life, that love energy, wow, I just had a thought about that. Cool. Will carry you to achieve what you want in life. And I was writing to a friend, a lady I'm kind of interested in, but well, that's a long story. But we'll get into that, about how when I get into a relationship, and I know this is true of a lot of other people, when you get into that relationship situation and you're in love, positive things happen in your life. You're able to achieve more. You become more assertive. You become more positive. You just are able to be in that place. And I was mentioning in what I wrote to my friend that ever watch an award show where people get on the stage and they're thanking whoever the audience and people for the award, and they always say, I want to thank my partner, my husband, wife, whatever it called that a person is, because this person has been with me, has stood with me the whole time and has been my muse, has been that person for me, and I want to thank them because of their support. Well, it's their love. It's that state of being in love. Now, you can achieve it without a partner. That's, yeah, but you can't. But it being in that state of love carries you to heights beyond where you're at. Because when I was married, I achieved a lot. And I think, and when I was in a great relationship, even after the marriage, I was able to achieve because of love. Because being in that energy of love, that vibration of love, it carries forward into other aspects of your life. So if you're trying to achieve success financially or career success or other things in your life by being in that state of love. Now, you can do it by loving yourself and loving other people around you and your family and your friends, but you get into that state of love. Now, being in a relationship is probably one of the better ways of achieving that state because it's more natural. You ever notice in a relationship when things aren't going well, if the relationship is not going well, everything seems to not be going well. But if you're in that state of love in a relationship and you have a loving partner and you're supporting each other and you have that energy of love, life seems to go well. Life seems to move forward. Your plans work out. Your career moves forward. The opportunities come into your life. Because in that state of love in a relationship, what happens is now you're connected to the divine energy of love, the universal energy of love. And that's where, and that overrides all that negativity. And that's a great way of overriding the negativity. That's it, that programming, that love, thought patterns and programs that you've gotten from the past. So you don't need me. No, but you do, I'm just, but to help you do that, even in a negative relationship, in a relationship, sometimes you need that extra boost to deal with those things from the past. So that's my thoughts today. So if you want to call in, and let's see how love can apply to whatever situation is going on in your life, how to get there applying love. That divine energy, that highest vibration possible. You know, appreciation and love are very close together. That's relation, as in achieving things in your life. If you can get into a state of appreciation, appreciating the little things in your life, and really start to appreciate things, that can move you forward into greater things in your life. Because the universe is responding to that appreciation. And some people call it gratitude, and they're very similar words. There's a slight difference in definition, but we'll use either one. Pick your word. If you get into that state, you're really aligned with the state of love. And in that vibration of love is where you achieve what you want in life, whatever it may be, whatever it is, absolutely positively every time. And then as I was talking about earlier, it is really sometimes very important to go back and look back at your life, as I do in that meditative hypnotic state, to look at what programs might be limiting you. What's those thought patterns that kind of restrict you? And where do they come from? Sometimes they're past lives, believe it or not. Okay, so let me take a call. I've been babbling on and on about this whole subject, and I had some articles I wanted to read. I thought they were rather interesting. Okay, so let me take a call, or two. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I hear noises, but I don't hear voices. There's a voice.
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking to?
This is Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's Kelly doing?
I'm doing excellent today. It's a very delicious day, isn't it?
Well, I like that word, delicious. That's a good word.
That's what it felt like today. It's been pretty awesome.
Kelly, that reminds me. There used to be an old TV show called Cheers. Remember Cheers?
Yes, I do.
Are you too young for Cheers?
No, I'm not too young.
And then there was a Carrie. remember the bartender, not Sam, but the other one, the young one, played by Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
Oh, he fell in love with this girl named Kelly, and he used to go around going around all day long singing Kelly, 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 making up little songs.
Yes, I remember that.
Kelly, 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 Kelly. So that's what triggered in my mind. Kelly, Kelly, Kelly. But so I had to make a reference to so you'd understand where I'm coming from. So, yeah, men do that. We make movie and TV references. all the time. So what's going on with Kelly?
I just jumped onto your show, so I just started listening. So I don't know where you were at. You were mentioning you were running on about a topic. Hopefully, it's
running
not the
rambling on. Is that it? Rambling on about a topic.
That using your words.
So what's
no, I didn't get to hear what you were speaking of. I actually do have something that I'm working on right now. If you'd like to talk about it, I've been getting all of these. I get, you know, I'm very, let's say, a conscious channel, but I've been getting these huge downloads of information, and I've done it before. But this time, like, the information, it's real exciting information that's coming in, you know, about insulating energy and working with clay and stuff to, you know, to keep energy in rather than have it disperse into your environment, you know, when you're a conduit of the energy. And but I'm getting them in a huge download. So my question, I think what I've been thinking about lately is how to be more interactive. If it's like guided information and I just need to connect more to a particular group that's sending information, or is this just something else? That's what I'm kind of thinking about lately.
So you're not definitely certain of the source.
Exactly, yeah. It's just downloaded information.
You want to know what the source is, right? So let me ask you a couple questions and see if Spirit will guide me through this process of helping you or giving you some ideas and see what you think about them.
Thank you.
When are you receiving the material? Is it random or is there a specific
place? Yeah, usually it was in the mornings. I always get the download, so I would, you know, I didn't know if it was this, like, being able to hold on to what was going on in the dream state, but now it's like randomly throughout the whole day, just periodically as I'm contemplating it, just chunks of information come in.
Are you driving right now?
No.
Are you in a place where you can actually close your eyes?
Yes.
Okay, I want you to do this for me. I don't know why Spirit wants you to do this, but we'll do this anyway, okay? I want you to be really quiet. Mm-hmm. You can talk, but I mean, I just want you to get really peaceful and take a few deep breaths and get really quiet, okay?
Okay.
And what you're trying to do, what we're going to try to work here is just really quickly, and you might want to do this on your own, is to identify the source of the energy, okay? And also to have them help you so that you can use the whatever information that you're getting in a more filtered, qualified way so that you can actually use it. You know what I mean? Because downloads and dumps, sometimes they're like filtering through it all and trying to, you know, it's like going through thousands of pages of transcripts and trying to make a book out of it you can't even understand, right? Right? Okay, so let me, so you're really quiet. So I want you to just kind of focus on your heart center. Okay? And I want you to feel the energy of yes and no, however you would feel it. Okay? So if you got a way of identifying yes or no when they ask questions, so the question is the source of my information from the highest possible, for the highest possible good? And see what you feel, yes or no?
Yes.
You feel a yes. Okay. Then I want you to ask the source of this energy, is this a group or an individual entity that's pouring this out to me? See what you feel.
It's changed on that one because I'm getting both that it's a group, but it's also kind of in other places.
That's typical. Usually a group will come as one. So they kind of say, well, it's a group, but we come as one and we give this information to a lot of different people. So ask that, is this information being spread around the planet, yes or no?
It always is. I mean, I think that's more of my own knowledge, is it's always being offered to everyone. However, I feel like I'm receiving it now. I'm not sure others are.
Okay. So ask the question, can I receive this in a way that I can easily transcribe it?
Hear them in the process. See, I'm very connected to my own guides, so they're kind of answering this for me. So
that's
thank
fine.
You for
that's good. I mean, what are they saying? Are they saying yes?
They're saying that it's kind of like, I guess it's still just a download, because it's kind of like blueprints or seeing memories of how things are done in other places, and
Okay.
And how this can be used in this planet. So
okay, let me
yes,
ask.
Go ahead.
Okay, let me ask this question. Ask them if they want you to do it by automatic writing.
I can, but the audible is better.
So do you have a way of transcribing this transcribing this to some way so it actually picks it all up where you don't have to hear it, but you can actually put it through a mic or something. You know what I mean?
I can just write it out more as I receive it.
Okay, so ask them, slow it down a little bit so that you can have time to write it as you hear it? And the other part of that question would be, can we do this by appointment?
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea because I'm getting the information. It's not like I'm losing it. As they bring in information, I'm seeing how it works, but I want to be more interactive.
But you need time to transcribe it.
Okay.
Right? Just having it in your consciousness and not putting it out in some form where it could be presented to others, you're missing part of the point.
Okay.
Of getting it, right? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The intention here is for you to be that channel, to be that instrument, to be that pin of the universe, okay?
Okay. So maybe I'm forgetting pieces of information as I'm receiving, you think?
You need to write it all out and then verify it and go, yeah, is that right? Is that right? Did I get this right? Oh, is this right? Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's
you got to
really
slow it down.
Stuff.
But you got to slow down the process. Okay? And it should be an appointment thing, not just you're driving in a car and suddenly you get a download. Well, you might lose something, right?
Yeah, well, it comes pretty much as a really good timing. I mean, it's when I'm ready to receive.
There is no problem in this. You just have to basically just slow it down a little. Ask them to slow it down.
Okay. Maybe writing it will help. I mean, so far it is.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Kelly. You've got to write it out. You have to, absolutely, positively. They're just stomping up and down going, write it out. Okay?
Okay.
You can't wait to accumulate this in your consciousness for the next year or two and then go back, now I can write it out. You have to write it out on a daily basis. Take a little bit of time every day.
Actually play around with it and start studying it, but it's like, okay, how do I do that? Because nobody's
doing it.
Googled it.
Kelly, you've got to write it out first, then you can study it. You have to see it to write it, to study it.
Can I share? Can I share part of it? I'm sorry?
You can share, but we don't have a whole lot of time, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Well, you can go ahead. I mean,
give me a snippet, and then everybody's listening will get a snippet.
Okay, the snippet is, you know how when you're connected, you're in your center place, and you're being a conduit of the energy. You're letting the higher self information come in, so you're a conduit of the energy, and that spreads out and just disperses into your environment. However, there's a way to insulate yourself, and a lot of it is with clay, electricity, and magnetism, anything to make a current around it. But it keeps the energy from dispersing out into the atmosphere, and that also will hold in particular energies that you want to work with, such as crystals or healing energies. The idea is to not let it disperse so much, and it's used on other planets quite often.
Excellent.
So, isn't that interesting? It's very cool.
So, work it. Write it out. You just described something. You need to write that out and then ask for help to give the details to it. Okay? I'll let you go.
Okay.
But you're on a good path. Yeah.
All right.
Take care. No,
yeah,
take
you
care.
Take care as well. All right.
Okay. Bye now. And I always put the plug in here for the magazine I'm working on it. And this is kind of a perfect example of an individual that might have something that can help me in the future, because I've taken over the publishing of a magazine. It's an online magazine that's been around for a number of years now, and I'm going to list the email website here, so if you can take a look at it. And I'm kind of trying to turn this little boat around a little bit in a little different direction. But if you have an article or two that you think is really important and might benefit people, then contact me through the messenger. But also, I say to people that if you're interested in the show and you love what I do here, there's an opportunity. If you go to the magazine to donate to the magazine, and which goes to me and it helps with everything I'm doing. So much for the plug. What was I going to say? Oh, I had some articles. So thank you. I really appreciate the callers, and this is really great stuff. And what was I going to talk about? Ooh, I got a few. I only have a few minutes left. I don't know if I want to do that. Okay, this is a good one. This is a good article. It's from beliefnet.com, and it's about four ways challenges in life inspire. I think that's a great topic, isn't it? Four ways challenges in our life inspire. Challenges come in all sorts and shapes and sizes. Some pack a larger punch than others, and then there are some that leave a long-lasting impact on our lives, but they're not always bad either. Sometimes challenges force us to dig deep and reflect, but in a good sense. Either way, challenges are the elements of life that inspire us to be better people and forge through the uneasy times. Everyone must face them, some more than others. However, everyone has a different path in life, and it will be help to cultivate that individual into the person God intended, or the universe. There are four ways challenges. Okay, so let me get through these, and then if you have anybody, I'll check back and see anybody has a talk or a call or something. Motivation towards a brighter tomorrow. Challenges help us discover what we're really capable of, because it causes us to look in the mirror and search for the strength to prevail. I like that, don't you? Instead of viewing a challenge as a roadblock, we must look at it as a doorway to a brighter tomorrow. While today may seem not seem hopeful, we must remember that tomorrow will bring a new beginning and a change to move forward with your life. Once you can accept that everyone experiences difficult times, then you'll be closer to finding closure and writing a new chapter in your life. So it's a motivation. Challenges can motivate us. Sometimes we need that. Or inspire, the word inspire. See, challenges force us to view situations and events in our lives from a different perspective. Instead of having one-sided viewpoint, challenges provide us with the opportunity to see how things can change or be affected by the unknown. In some cases, you'll gain a profound appreciation. In other circumstances, you'll completely change your views and opinions. Not only do challenges provide you with the opportunity for a new perspective, it gives you the chance to be put in someone else's shoes. Right? Okay. Interesting. See, doing things from a different point of view. Excellent stuff. Cross paths with others. In many cases, challenging times means we cross paths with others that we may not have the opportunity to speak with. God puts people in our lives, or the universe puts people in our lives for a reason. While the reasoning may not be apparent initially, it's safe to know that everything will eventually surface and provide purpose. So people come into your lives for different reasons, don't they? And there usually is a purpose for somebody to come in your life sometimes. Yeah, it's a challenge, but it pushes you, right? These new people that we meet bring forth hope and faith for the future. Next time you're proposed with a challenging time, instead of feeling bleak, embrace people that are put on this earth to get you through this experience. Yeah, I guess what they're saying basically is don't be a loner always. You know, there are people there to be with you, and the universe or God will always bring you people that will help you through a challenge. Be open to it. Ask for it. Oh, I need some help. I need somebody to come in. We are a community. We are a community of energy. Rely on your community, right? A new path. Challenging experiences force us to change our path, or perhaps stay true to the path we're on. In many cases, you're not simply judged by the path which you decide to follow, yet instead you're evaluated on the decisions you make along the way to grow as an individual. Challenges offer us the opportunity to be more than we initially set out to be. It's like that illustration of fire hardens steel, right? We're hardened by fire. The challenges are like fire in our life, which harden our character or make us tougher, make us stronger. You know, if it doesn't make it stronger, you know, if it doesn't break me, it'll make me stronger. That's the old adage, something like that, right? Something like that. Yes. So look at challenges as an opportunity to grow. Look at challenges as an opportunity. If I can find the article again, oh, here we go. And what's one more point, I think, one more point, and we'll go. So, four ways challenges in life inspire. You're faced with a challenge, you must dig deep and stand tall. You must remember that challenges can inspire us to live out a deeper meaning in life. No matter how challenging a situation may try to be, stay optimistic and that it will inspire you to be a better version of yourself. In other words, if you're faced with challenges, look at it as an opportunity to grow. Also, look as an opportunity to lean on the universe, lean on God, lean on people, as an opportunity to be open to solution that comes from a higher source. That's what challenges are all about, aren't they? So that all those opportunities. Okay, so I got a caller, and I only have a couple minutes, so I'll take it real quick. Sorry, we can only take about a minute. Hello?
Hi, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Jackie.
We only have a couple minutes, so let's get to why Jackie's calling in.
Say it again.
What's the challenge that Jackie's going through?
Love right now.
What's wrong with love?
Loving relationships.
What's the question?
Better, what would be the wording? How could I better get into a relationship with people? Because every time it seems to start something and we have issues. Like, what can I improve on? Or what can you
improve on? Okay, I think I know your question. So you're talking about a romantic type relationship, right? That kind of relationship. You're not just talking about friends and family members and stuff like that, correct?
Right.
So actually what you're doing is you're attracting the wrong people, right? That you're telling me.
Okay.
You're attracting the people that you don't necessarily mesh with. So, you know, and this is a very simple principle of the law of attraction, and you have to think about this, but what I get for you is that you need to identify what you really want in a person and put it out there. Okay, to the universe, to God. Okay, this is what I want. These are the qualities I want. You know, sometimes you can go with the physical stuff, which is kind of okay, but it really is, what is the kind of person that you want? You want great chemistry, so you want a person that you really quick click with chemistry-wise, right? And I'm feeling that trustworthy is really important to you. Loyal, trustworthy, somebody who's above reproach, right? Honesty, all that stuff. In a package. So you're looking for all those things. So, and I only got about 30 seconds, but what you need to do is start writing all these out and presenting it to the universe. This is the kind of person I want to be, and I will only accept this kind of person. Okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And you have to have a really good filtering system when you meet people. You have to know right away. You have to identify within the first 10 minutes and ask how to filter this, but you need to filter in the next first few minutes. This person is going to feel like it can be on that track. Okay?
Okay.
And I wish I had more time, and I'm trying to push to get answers for you and how you do that. But you need to have a series of questions for that person that you meet to really know, okay, I'm on the right track here. Okay? And you can base the questions on the past of what didn't work and what qualities they put out. And so you're asking questions around those things that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay.
And you read people well enough to know if they're sincere in their answers. I know that.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So just do that. I'm going to have to let you go.
Much.
You're welcome. Take care. Yes, that filtering system. And I guess I wish I had time. And oh, she went away. Jackie, if you're still – no, you're not there. I was going to ask you one more thing. Well, let me – yes, there's some other things. Maybe we can talk about that. Yeah, we're done. Yes, we're done.